Now will you notice verse 9, and when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Now, the ascension is an important and significant miracle in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. And it's especially, I think, true in a space age with eyes that are turned aloft today, and we talk about traveling in space. That's not new. The Lord Jesus took off. He didn't need a launching pad, nor did he need a space suit. He didn't go off in a missile, but there was, we're told, a cloud received him. What kind of cloud? A moisture cloud? No, it wasn't a cloud with moisture in it. It was a cloud, means the Shekinah glory cloud that filled the tabernacle and that which he prayed for in his high priestly prayer in John 17:5, when he made this statement, you remember, glorify thou me with thy glory that I had with thee before the foundation of the world. When he was born into this world, they wrapped him in swaddling clothes. When he left this earth, they wrapped him in glory clouds, my friend. That's what we're talking about here. And these men, will you notice them? While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, the witness of the two angels who appeared as men. And notice what they say here. They say to them, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, and that means the glorified Jesus, he'll return to the earth to the same place. His feet, Zechariah says in Zechariah 14:4, shall touch down at the Mount of Olives. He took off at that place, he'll come back at that place. Why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Then return they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And that's not very far, by the way. A Sabbath day's journey kept people pretty much in their location. That's the reason that they all came to Jerusalem at the feast days to worship, and they camped very close to the temple. I think the Mount of Olives were probably covered with people camping out, probably several hundred thousand during the Feast of Passover and the other feasts. Why? They stayed in a Sabbath day's journey of the temple. Now, verse 13, when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. Now these all continued with one accord in prayer. Now notice that. They continued with one accord and in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. I rejoice that she was there. Now, I tell you, she's cleared now. He was virgin born. That was for sure. Now, the attitude of the apostles and believers is that of oneness and of prayer and waiting. This period, by the way, now cannot be duplicated today. Remember, you're in a time period, in a time capsule between his ascension into heaven and the coming of the Holy Spirit. You never could have that duplicated today. We're not in that period. The Holy Spirit has already come in our day, by the way.